Welcome to the 12 Days of Marketing, where we share in 12 steps for your business to start the new year off right. Listen in with our host, Matt Halloran, as he discusses these important tips with some very special guests.
All right, Joe, we're on number 4, which is evaluate and benchmark. Now, I have been very interested in how you create these lines in the sand, right? How do you know that the plan is being successful? Where do you even start with benchmarking? I've got a lot of questions. So help me wrap my brain around this first, and I'll see where I go.
Great. So first, Matt, it's great to be here again. Benchmarking is something that I really started to do about 10 years ago when I really had my clients before we jump into the next year, we should take some inventory into this year, right? And the old saying, something works so well, I stop doing it, right? Well, why do we stop doing it? Well, because we didn't acknowledge it, right? We didn't allocate for it. So what I walk my clients through today is really a 3-part process of kind of wrapping up and evaluating, kind of locking down the year, right? So the first thing we're going to do is that I'm going to have them write a couple paragraphs as if they're giving a report to the board of directors. So think of it like a journaling exercise, right? But specifically around the results for the current year. So the good, the bad, the ugly, the wins, the losses, whatever, right? So they're going to write a narrative around that. And the reason why I have my clients do it, I've got clients that have been doing this narrative piece for 10, 15 years. It's fascinating to look back. And here's the thing, you don't throw these out, right? So I've got clients that have their very first business plan they did with me, 20 years ago, and the one they're doing today, and they can look at the journey they've had in their career. And that's just a fascinating process. So I'm going to have them do a little journaling, right, to kind of get that out there. And look, we all know some people are more verbose than others. So some people will write little bullet points, right? Others will write novels. Whatever they want to do is fine, whatever they need. Then the second piece is we're going to do KPIs or key performance indicators. Any management consultant worth their salt knows what a KPI is. But in our industry, it's almost like, well, what's a KPI? Like, what's that? So we're going to have them look for some different things. And I'll give you a very quick list of those KPIs. Number of new clients, new revenue, how many names did we source, how many COIs did we contact, new assets, number of reviews we held in the business, premium morning success rituals, how many new clients did we source via introduction, referral, and there's several more, which I'm not going to belabor it. But we're going to have people track that or recreate their year. So therefore, not only do we have the narrative now, but now we kind of know what we've done. And when you do that year over year over year, you get a very intimate knowledge of truly where your business lies.
For those advisors who are dedicated and very focused and not multitasking and truly listening to Joe and his process, he is perfect for financial services. Everything he's talking about, not only does he have an enormous amount of experience with, but it's all laid out step by step. I love the fact that you have people write this narrative every year. Now, I learned that from my mentor. We used to call it the perfect day. I rewrite my perfect day every year. Sometimes it's just a light edit. And then sometimes it's a major overhaul because of life changes. Like I've got teenagers now, lots of stuff changed. But I am so grateful for that opportunity to have learned from him about looking back, and I've kept them. And it's so funny. My first one, Joe, was about 2 paragraphs long. My last one, because I try to keep it on one page just so that I can look at it, I had to change the font size to fit it because there was so much detail that I felt like I wanted to infuse into that document. And my favorite thing looking back on it is the things that I totally screwed up. Ideas that I had that were terrible, some things that were super awesome that worked really well that are wonderful reminders. But you take success and failure to a different level through the business planning process. Would you mind sharing with us how you find the clues and like sleuth through these to help advisors gain more clarity?
Nothing beats experience, right? And so I've been doing this for 25 years, probably right around 51,000 individual coaching sessions. I'm talking about one-on-ones in that period of time. So if you do something long enough, you start picking up clues, you start seeing things over and over again. You start realizing what very successful advisors do versus advisors that struggle. And so when I looked at benchmarking, I said, okay, what is truly important to be successful as an advisor? That in itself is a whole nother narrative, right? But For example, you know, I've developed 18 different benchmarks, 18 things, both personally and professionally, the advisor needs to be cognizant of and rank themselves in order to be not just successful once in a while or have a good quarter, or maybe in a good year, but to be have a consistent pattern of excellence, right? So looking at morning rituals, looking at their mindset. Mindset, and you know, I'll triple down on this. Mindset is 80% of this game. So, you know, and that is the one that most guys and gals have the most challenge with, because you just can't buy your way. You just can't buy into mindset, right? You got to do the work. So we look at the morning ritual. We look at mindset. We look at, you know, do you have a daily game plan? Are you reviewing your business plan on a weekly basis? Big one here. What are you putting in your brain every day? So what's our mental diet, right? Are we doing CNBC, Fox, Bloomberg? Are we doing this podcast, right? Are we doing other inspirational things to kind of feed our mind? You feed your body with crap, you feel like crap. Feed your mind with crap, you're going to think like crap. It's a very simple rule. You know, nothing special there, right? How's your health? How's your energy? Real quick sidebar. You know, I've had clients grow their business by 20%. I didn't make them any smarter. I got their butt to the gym as part of their plan. And they lost 50 pounds. They lost 75 pounds. They got off their high blood pressure medication. They got tremendous amounts of energy. They were excellent now in their client reviews, their meetings. They felt like talking about referrals. So this is also an athletic sport along with a business. So your health and energy, your vibrancy matters greatly, right? And then we talk about branding, you know, what's your brand, what's your website, what's your voice, i.e. the podcast. So these are just some of the 18 different benchmarks that we talk about. I have my clients rank themselves from a scale of 1 to 10. Then I ask them to give me a narrative on why they give themselves the number. So I don't want them just, you know, picking numbers randomly. I want to see the methodology in there. And then, you know, we talk about, okay, if you're a 5, what do we need to do to be an 8? What do we need to do to be a 9, right? And we, by correcting some of those deficient benchmarks, really, if you think about it, they're like a set of new goals in disguise, right? If you cure what ails you, you'll be healthy. So that's what we look at.
You talked about KPIs earlier in the podcast. How do advisors take the KPIs that they are creating for themselves and then have their team buy into this business plan by either creating their own KPIs? How do you get the team's buy-in?
Great question. So, you know, historically, I always have teams that come to my event. So the way we normally handle it would be some of the work is done individually, like individual goal setting, individual mindset work, right? All the individual stuff. And then we have the team work collaboratively on the five-year vision, the one-year set of deliverables, the marketing and business development game plan. So everybody has a stake. They all become stakeholders, right? Because they all have input in the plan. Great leaders don't sit there and say, here's what we're doing, and that's that, and here. Great leaders engage with their teams, engage with their people, right, and get buy-in that way. So for me, what it really boils down to is just making sure that the leader's bought in, and then making sure that the rest of the team, you know, people do things that they feel like they're in their own self-interest. So we really work very diligently to have each person come up with why they want to do the plan, what's in it for them, and then it becomes just a question of accountability throughout the year.
I'm going to go negative here because I know where I have a strong feeling of where you're going to take it. What happens if they just bomb this, dude? That they're not hitting their benchmarks. They're not staying focused. What do you do to give them the electroshock therapy they need to get back on track?
Well, two very simple questions. Tell me about your morning ritual and tell me about your daily game plan. Because right there lies the answer. Because if they're not executing their morning ritual the way I know it needs to be done, if they're not reviewing their game plan every morning, that 2 or 3 pages that we spoke about, it's like off the board. And if we're talking about teams specifically, if we're not having our daily team huddle and our weekly team meetings where we talk about the plan, we have all that connection, right? If those things aren't happening, then that's on the leader. And that's just a dereliction of duty. So it's always going to come back to me. First question, tell me about your morning ritual. Second question, tell me about your daily game plan. And I normally will get back, well, I haven't really been doing it. Well, I've been a little unfocused around it. The glue of all this is the first hour of the day, which is a whole nother part of this series.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that, right? That's one of the 12 that we're going to do, isn't it?
Yeah, yes, it is.
Fantastic. All right, so that was number 4. And if my math is correct, and everybody knows who knows me that my math is awesome, we should have 7 left to go. Any closing thoughts?
Yeah, real quick, Matt. Hey, look, you know, I think the key thing for everybody, for all your listeners, is to, you know, commit to doing a plan. Again, I'm not saying you have to do mine, but please, please, please do not go into the new year thinking, oh, I'm going to have my best year ever, I'm going to make all this happen, and then do the same thing. It's the definition of insanity. Do something different. Get uncomfortable. Try something new. You'd be surprised.
Hey, Joe, I didn't ask this on the other podcast, and I really should have. So, you know, we're four into this now, and I'm sure there are people who are like, okay, I really need to talk to this Joe guy. What is the best way for our listeners to reach out to you and to find out more information?
I mean, the simple way is just Google me, Coach Joe Lucas, L-U-K-A-C-S, or my website, ipginc.net. Trust me, if you Google me, I pop up. So just kind of look around, and I've got several websites. FA Business Plan, FA Biz Plan, is our business planning home for the industry. You can take a look at that. And I think there's plenty of ways for people to get a hold of me, Matt.
And please, 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 if you have not followed Joe yet on LinkedIn, he puts out awesome stuff. He does these videos. They're fantastic. It really makes you feel like you have a really strong connection to Joe. I know I do when I watch the videos, and I'm sure everybody else does. So, Joe, thanks for your brain today.
Matt, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
All right. So we are not yet halfway through this 12, but we're making our way through all of these 12 days of business planning, because you are not going to be able to market in 2019 unless you truly have a plan. Start from the beginning. Stop trying to start at the 50-yard line when you don't have any plays, you have no plan, you got nothing to do. If you have not subscribed yet, make sure you click that subscribe now button below. So for Joe and everybody at the Top Advisor Marketing Team, this is Matt Halloran, and we'll see you on the other side of the mic very soon.
This was brought to you by Iris.xyz, a platform helping financial professionals become better in business and life through new media and new voices. Visit them and learn more at Iris.xyz.